all power. Blessing.
Blessing.
And worship.
Worship. Love without end. You've been a friend. Ooh. It's not a friend like you.
And I give you
glory,
honor, exaltation, power,
blessing,
worship,
love without end,
unconditional
love without end,
love without end. Been a friend. a way to hear your voice and meet with you. It's been a while, but hear my heart cry again to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you.
without a worship in my life. It's okay. We have time without a worship in my life. In this presence, in the Spirit of God, it's moving.
To worship you, I live.
Come on, let's worship.
What's your purpose in life? What are you standing on? To worship you, I live. Understand this, it's all about the moving of the Spirit of God. And all you've got to do is be willing. God will move on your vessel right now. If you need renewing in the Holy Ghost, God will fill you to the overflow. There's a word in the house. There's a word in this house tonight. Brother Young, I want you to come. But I want you to know that as God breaks the bread, whatever you need, when He breaks the bread, He feeds the multitude. If you need restoration, there's room for you in the kingdom of God. If you need to find your way, the Word of God is a lighthouse for you. Whatever you have need of tonight, the Word of God is for you. You can sit on the floor. You can stand. I don't care what you do tonight. I want Brother Young to just come, and I want him to minister from his heart tonight. And we want the Holy Ghost to just continue to move. This is a perfect atmosphere for the presentation of the Word of God. Your hearts are open. Your spirit is pliable. Praise God. I love you, Brother Young. I appreciate you. Come and minister.
Everybody say praise the Lord. What an atmosphere. Don't anybody go back to your pew. Just stand or sit right there where you are. This is an apostolic church. Can somebody say amen? This is a church that believes, practices a move of the Spirit of God. We're not here to practice ritual or routine. We don't have to do something just because we did it in the last service. The secret of having victory in this service is being in tune with what God has in mind for right now. I've been in the ministry for almost 50 years now. I preached my first revival meeting in 1956. And between 1956 and 59, my brother and my sister and I traveled across the United States, north to south, east to west. We covered many of the states. We were honored to be able and be invited to preach in some of the largest United Pentecostal churches in the United States. It was a great time for three young people, brothers and sisters, unmarried, traveling, preaching. And that was an unforgettable experience for us. And Brother Sutton, all of that travel stopped when, after Sister Young and I had married, we took our first church that involved 13 people in the city of Greensboro, North Carolina. And God gave us a great revival. And from that first pastoral experience until many years later, I was pastoring in North Carolina. Started a church in LaGrange, Georgia. From there to Lubbock, Texas. From there to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And those pastoral years, most of those were in Baton Rouge. But after 29 years in Baton Rouge, and this is the point I want to make to you. It was right in the Holy Ghost for us to tender our resignation in Baton Rouge and move on. I had no intention of retiring. I just felt like it was time for another aspect of ministry. And then for the first time since I was a young man, I was back out on the road traveling. And Brother Sutton, it was ironic that some of the first calls that Sister Young and I received was to go back to some of those same churches that I had preached in over 40 years before. Now, here's the thing I want to point out to you. Some of those churches 40 years before were large, great churches of powerful influence. Out of all of those churches that I went to many years ago, when I returned and began to travel again, there was only one of those churches that was even a shadow of what it was 40 years before. What am I saying? Am I saying that this runs out?
No, sir.
Am I saying that there is a lifespan to a Pentecostal church?
No, sir.
Am I saying that God's grace and God's power and revival has no longevity?
No, sir.
Is that what I'm saying?
No, sir.
No. What I'm saying is God is not committed to the name out on front of the building where he is. I said, God is not committed to the name on the building that we're in. What God is committed to is what's going on in this building right now. You are what you are, New Life Church, because of the power of apostolic worship. Absolute, total surrender to the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
I'm not interested in just simply having a name, but having no power. To a church in Revelation, he said, you have a name that you live, but you're dead. God, deliver us from deadness. God, deliver us from simply having a past. The question is not, what were we yesterday? The question is not, what birthed our beginning? But the question is, how much power of God is in us right now? And what is moving in our soul right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's put our hands in the air and praise God. Let's magnify Him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank God. The last several days have been memorials in our life. It's been a blessed experience, Brother Sutton, to be in new life for the last several days and nights, and to worship with you and to see what God is doing through you, and to feel the pulse and the victory that is in this church. Praise God. You better be glad for it. You better thank God for it. Don't ever lose that spontaneity. Don't ever lose that freshness, that eagerness. Don't ever cover ruts with velvet and say, that's it, and that's what we need. Don't ever get into this mind frame that says, it's who we are. It's where we are. It's who we know. It's what we did. I'm here to proclaim to you tonight that the only star, his name is Jesus Christ. Praise God. And as long as he is in the building, and as long as he gets glory, and as long as worship goes out of our heart, then he's going to be here. For the Bible said, he inhabits the praise of his people. So let's fill this building with praise. Let's create a habitation, a dwelling place for Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. This is going to be a little bit different. Don't go anywhere besides where you are right now. Don't go back to a pew. Don't sit down. If you're standing, or if you're sitting, just stay right there for a few minutes. Just let me point out to you, in relationship to the Spirit that's in this service tonight, in the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation, there is a unique word that defines the entire chapter. That word is found in Revelation chapter 18 at least six times. And that word is alas. Everybody say alas. Everybody say alas.
Alas.
It's not only found in Revelation chapter 18, but it's found in many other chapters of the Bible. That's a unique word that we don't hear a lot anymore. The modern terminology is at last. But the biblical word in the King James text is alas. Everybody say alas. That word is a term of surrender. The meaning of that word is very simple. Simply means it's over now. There's nothing else that I can do. Alas, in Revelation chapter 18, the word alas was used by the merchants of the earth, by the seamen, and all of those that did merchandise, when they saw the tumbling collapse of Mystery Babylon the Great, saw the smoke of her torment, for in 1 hour, she who had climbed so high fell so low. And the merchants of the earth and the seamen and all of those that had done business with her began to cry out in despair, saying, "It's over now. Alas, for in 1 hour she's been destroyed. Alas, it's over." When you move out of Revelation chapter 18 and come into chapter 19, you encounter another word. That word is hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our modern word is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That word hallelujah that we use so often, it may shock you to know, is only found 4 times in the entire Bible. It's found nowhere in the Old Testament, nowhere in the Gospels, nowhere in the Epistles. The only place in your Bible where the word hallelujah is found is in Revelation chapter 19. And it's found 4 times in Revelation chapter 19. Now, what I want you to notice, the same thing that the merchants were saying, alas, over, that innumerable multitude in heaven was saying hallelujah over. Praise God. Praise God. The same thing that the merchants and the seamen were crying about and lamenting about, that innumerable company in heaven were shouting about, and they were saying hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the interesting thing about the word hallelujah is, first of all, it's the same in every language. I've been around the world. I've heard people in China say hallelujah. You have to listen carefully to get hallelujah in Chinese. But if you listen carefully, it's very similar. I've been in Europe, and I've heard the Italians say it, and I've heard others say it, and it's very similar. The word hallelujah is a universal word. And the word hallelujah simply means God reigns supremely. Praise God. Hallelujah. And while the merchants of the earth and the seamen and those that did business with Mystery Babylon the Great were saying, alas, or it's over now, it's the end, this is the end of the story, that heavenly host was saying, my God reigns supreme. Hallelujah. So my question to New Life Tabernacle is this: alas or hallelujah, which will it be? Praise God. Did you come to church to say alas, or did you come to church to say hallelujah? Praise God. Praise God. My God reigns supreme. He's in this building tonight. He's in this church tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Praise God. How could one group of people look at an event and say, it's the end of my world, and another group of people in another place altogether can look at the same circumstance and say, praise God, my God reigns supreme. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When your back is to the wall and you don't have anywhere else to turn, are you going to say, alas? Or will you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. When the devil has got your shoulders pinned to the floor and you feel like you can't get up, are you going to say alas? Are you going to muster up the courage to say hallelujah? Hallelujah. You don't hear me tonight. I said, you don't hear me tonight. Is anybody here able to say, my God reigns supreme? He's the master of the circumstance. This is not the end of the world. This is not a time to say it's over. It's a time to square your shoulders and look the enemy in the eye and say, my God reigns supreme. Come on, put your hands in the air and let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Maybe you just heard the verdict of the doctor that said you have an incurable condition. There's nothing we can do for you. You've got a few days to live. My question tonight is, for you, is it alas or hallelujah? Praise God. Do you feel like you're obligated to take the doctor's verdict? Or do you have the courage to appeal to a higher court? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me bring it down a little closer to where we live. When your bills are due and you look at your accounts, I'm not going to say you're overextended. I'm just going to say you're underdeposited. The bills are due and you don't have the money to pay. I'm asking you, is it alas? I'm asking you, is it alas? Are you going to say it's over? Are you going to say, I surrender? There's nothing else I can do. Or on the other hand, are you willing to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, my God reigns supreme. Hallelujah. There's nobody like my God. There's no victory like my victory. There's no joy like my joy. Put your hands together and let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you came out of culture, perhaps tradition. You took a step of faith. You obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You surrendered to truth. And when you made your way to New Life Church, all of your past friends turned their back on you. You looked around and found yourself standing alone. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Your church abandoned you. Your preacher abandoned you. Am I talking to somebody? Your family rejected you because of this truth. Is it alas or is hallelujah? I said, is it alas or hallelujah? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like we ought to reach down deep in our inner being right now. I believe it's time for us to go down to the bottom of our soul and get all the strength of our spirit. I believe it's time for us to put a hallelujah on the roof of this church right now from all over this building. I believe it's hallelujah time. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, it's time to dance in the aisle. It's time to come out of the woodwork. It's time to let God have his way. Come on. You've been released from the bondage of sin. The liberator is here tonight. You're not under servitude to the devil anymore. It's hallelujah time. It's glorious hallelujah time. Come on, church. Let's celebrate our victory and celebrate our spiritual release. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I want you to begin making your way toward the front. my wife and I, several years ago, had made a little jaunt up into the state of Arkansas. Brother Sutton, Brother Ted, flew us in his airplane. You know Brother Ted. Flew us in his airplane. We went up to Arkansas. It was a Saturday. We had to get back Saturday night because we needed to get to Baton Rouge by Sunday morning for church. So it was about 10 o'clock on Saturday night when we left Jonesboro, Arkansas. We were going to fly to Baton Rouge. We had no more than gotten airborne in this little plane than the people in the tower said, "You're going to have to circle. You can't make a direct route over Shreveport down to Baton Rouge. You're going to have to circle over toward Dallas. Come in around Lufkin. Slip into Baton Rouge from the other side because there's some weather between you and Baton Rouge in the direct route." Just a few minutes after we got that word, we hit the front of that weather. And that plane got to shaking. So Brother Ted, to me it's a steered wheel. I don't know what he called it. But he guided that plane in another direction. We circled way down toward Dallas. And I want to tell you, it was some bad weather. Then we started in toward Lufkin. About that time, the people in the tower said, "Sorry, you can't go to Baton Rouge from here. You've got to circle down further. Go down toward Houston and Galveston and come in from that direction because that weather has broadened and it's taken up a lot of space." And so we started circling down toward Houston, but by this time, that weather was outdoing the man in the tower. That weather was getting worse and worse. And I want to tell you, I have never in my life been as frightened. I want to tell you, I'm serious. I was frightened. Now, my oldest son was in the front of the plane with Ted, and Miles had had a few lessons. He wasn't as afraid as we were, but later he told me, he said, "Dad, I looked straight out the window. I had lost my sense of direction. And I looked out the window, and I thought I was looking straight out." And he said, "What I realized is that plane was flying this way." And he said, "I looked out the window, and I was looking straight at the ground. And the reason I knew it is because I saw the lights of a city down below me." And that plane was being buffeted up and being pulled down. It was being turned from side to side. I was frightened. I was praying. My wife was praying. And I just knew it's over. I just knew it was. I knew that it was the end. But Brother Ted, being the master pilot that he was, he managed to get us through that. Finally, the man in the tower in Baton Rouge said, "We have you on radar. Just come right on in." And so we came right on in. Bumping, being knocked to and fro, and all the way until our wheels on that plane touched the tarmac, we were still being buffeted. And just as soon as that plane landed, the man in the tower said, "It's Miller time." And Brother Ted, he was pent up like a rubber band that had been pulled so tight. He hadn't cried out. If he prayed, it was inaudible. He was so calm and so resolute, but he revealed that he was tense when he answered that man in the tower. He said, "Miller time, no way." He said, "Sir, it's hallelujah time." Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody, this is no time to cry over your problems. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's not over. I said it's not over. Praise God. And when the devil gets his crew together and they get to celebrate what they think is the end for the church. I want us to make noise, praise God, that gets the devil's attention and let him know there's another party in town. There's something else going on in town besides what he's doing. It's hallelujah time. It's hallelujah time. Come on, new life. Come on. Let's give it all we have right now. Let's give it all we have. Praise God.
Praise God. Oh. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you just lift up that praise tonight? To worship you, I live. To worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live, I live. To worship you. Go ahead, lift up your praise to him tonight. Oh, to worship you. Worship you. I live to worship you. All right, let a hallelujah just flow all over the house. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God reigns supreme. He's bigger than my trouble, bigger than my mountain. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Lay your hands on somebody by you and just tell them, you might as well sing hallelujah. God's bigger than all your trouble. God's bigger than all your problems. Tell him he's bigger than the devil and bigger than your mountains. We're not going to stand among those that cry, alas. Let me tell you, there are at least two buildings within a 20-minute drive of this spot that used to be points of apostolic revival. The doors are closed. The windows are dark tonight. I don't know what those buildings are being used for. But the devil thinks that he owns this city. And he thinks that he owns the title to the souls of every backslider and every backslider's child. But I don't know how you feel about that tonight. But that just starts in my feet. And in the middle of it, I'm not going to look at all that and say, alas, can't have revival in Birmingham. I'm going to say, hallelujah. It's the will of God. Oh, we're gonna touch a city for the King of Kings. Oh, oh. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. If you'd like to go down in the water in Jesus' name tonight, we've got water. And we'll celebrate with you. If you'd like to be renewed in the Holy Ghost, we can do that too. Why don't you, a while ago we were singing. I can't sing it, but it's a little high. Just keep playing. We were singing, oh.